Last night's 8 p.m. appointment with President Ramaphosa means soon you'll be able to get your hair and nails done, sit down for meals at restaurants, or go for a movie. Some people down on their luck can hit the casinos, while some just need a break. Accredited and licensed accommodation will be back. Could this be the start of a recovery for the ailing hospitality and leisure industry? Graham Wood, COO of Sun International, and Chifiwa Chifengwa, who's CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, join us now with more of the detail and what we should be expecting in terms of a recovery here. Thanks to you both for joining me this evening. And Graham, I'm going to start off with you, because the tourism industry, of course, one of those that's buckled under the pressure of COVID-19 and lockdown. How much of a step in the right direction did the president offer with his address last night?
Yeah, good evening. It's definitely a step in the right direction. I'm glad Chief's on the call as well, because we've been working very hard together, amongst others, to really lobby hard with government to help us open earlier than what was originally envisaged. It is definitely a step in the right direction, but now the real work begins, because we've got to get ourselves ready to open. Mm-hmm. We've got all our protocol planning that we've been putting into place has now got to come to fruition as we open. And there's still some, there's still some things that we've got to understand with the regulations as they get, hopefully get produced next week, because there are going to be restrictions that are going to be imposed on our industry in order for us to operate. So we've got to wait for that to see. A lot of that we have proposed ourselves as an industry, but certainly a step in the right direction.
Chifiwa, let's give some more detail on the kind of recovery strategy that industry has presented to government and the extent to which government is following that tune.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We have presented a recovery strategy that deals with domestic travel and also deals with international travel. And this strategy is accompanied with these comprehensive protocols that are designed to ensure that we de-risk the sector and we ensure that we mitigate the spread of the virus. So our plan is to ensure that we open domestic leisure travel now, and we make sure that, we practice all these protocols that we've been talking about. We strengthen and we ensure that, the international markets can trust us, and we can do so immediately, because we believe that the entire value chain is ready. We believe that we should be able to travel interprovincially, and people should be able to go on vacation or places where they want to go to. So that's the first part. Then the next part is making sure that we open for international market by September. Mm-hmm. So that is our strategy, but it's done in a safe way. It's done in a manner that is safe, and we can create bridges and bubbles with international markets that we want to trade with to ensure that there is flow of tourists into the country. But domestic leisure first. Business travel is already happening. We want that to happen now.
So, Graham, give us a bit more detail on the kind of preparedness, that you've been pushing through with around reopening your operations. And are the protocols completely doable here, or are there inherent risks that we're going to have to be cognizant of nevertheless?
I think you need to distinguish your protocols between what sector of the industry you operate in. So if I spend a little bit on the casino industry, it will be safer to go into a casino than it will be into a shopping mall. That's the extent of which our hygiene protocols are being put in play. We're restricting capacity in our casinos. We're restricting access to our casinos to cardholders. Why is that? That's because we can track and trace our customers. We are creating social distancing measures, physical barriers, etc., in our casinos. And of course, all the sanitization and cleaning protocols that will be implemented and enhanced. In our hotels, every guest who checks into a hotel will go through a medical screening questionnaire, have a temperatures check, same in casinos, by the way, enhanced cleaning protocols, food hygiene, food safety, and enhanced cleaning procedures across all our hotels. So we're really taking the safety and health of our guests in both our casinos and our hotels with a great degree of seriousness, because the government is placing a lot of faith in us, in our industry, and in our protocols, as Chief had mentioned. And it's up to us to be responsible and to deliver on those protocols.
Yeah. Chifiwa, we can, of course, offer those assurances to no end, but there's also a certain psychology that comes with it all that will impact traveler mindsets, like it or not, at the end of the day. So I want to take a step back here, where we've already seen the inclusion of business travel come into play under lockdown level 3. What has that meant as far as a pickup in travel is concerned?
There is still a lack of demand in terms of travel because, you know, there is apprehension from travelers and from businesses to send people across the country. But we need to start, you know, moving the wheels to ensure that, you know, people gain confidence in traveling around the country and staying in these hotels and B&Bs and any other accommodation that we offer. So there is still issue around demand stimulation that we need to deal with. They're from the business side. That's why we're saying that, you know, the most important thing that we ought to do is to open up for leisure travel. And we believe that with the announcement from the president last night, it gives us that window to open for leisure travel and people visiting all these places and sleeping at these hotels and other accommodation establishment. It gives us more demand. But that has to also be coupled with opening more of airports around the country so that people can go to places like George, in other places like Nelspruit, Polokwane, and many other destinations across the country. So the domestic leisure part is the most important to make sure that it supplements the business travel, you know, that's lacking.
Yeah. How do you catch the traveler, Graham, if we can call it that, you know, hooking them to act fast? Because, you know, not only is there that psychology of the market to take into consideration, but it's also in the context of a strained economy with consumers' purse strings tighter than ever before. And one assumes with your business in quite a bit of distress, you know, the extent to which you can be promotional, very limited.
You know, it's interesting. There is no doubt there's pressure on disposable income. But I have to tell you, if I judge by what's been happening on social media, not only over the last 24 hours, but during the lockdown, there is a pent-up level of demand for a place like Sun City. People are desperate to get away. Not everybody can afford to get away. Our strategy at Sun City and most of our resort properties is to drive domestic leisure, as Chief said, and it's going to be about volume. We need to get people out traveling and moving. We need to fill our hotels, bums and beds. To the domestic traveler, they're going to be deals because every hotel establishment and every property is going to be chasing a smaller share of the market. So they're going to be deals. But I do think there are certain properties and locations around the country that are going to benefit and are going to benefit from this pent-up level of demand. But our challenge does remain, as Chief said, is there are certain segments of our industry that are going to remain under pressure, international travel being one of them, obviously. The meetings market is slowly but surely going to start to recover, limited numbers, but at least it's a step in the right direction. The most important thing for our business is to be responsible, not only in terms of our protocols, but responsible in terms of our cost structures, to make sure that our cost structures mirror the predicted level of demand, which is going to be a slow recovery out of this lockdown period. Absolutely.
Yeah. All of that being said, Chifiwa, I came across a number estimating more than 40,000 jobs have already been lost within the tourism sector. There are also, you know, significant knock-on effects on other parts of the economy as a result of not having, international tourism and travel open. Once things do open up, does that remain the status quo for a while yet? Because one assumes it's not going to be an automatic flicking of the switch here.
No, absolutely. Sadly, we have lost some jobs and there are many companies that are retrenching. And there are also many companies that will retrench if we don't move fast in terms of ensuring that domestic travel is opened up fully in terms of the leisure travel. And also if we don't ensure that, you know, we put down a date, as we have done, of September as the date for international markets to come back. This gives us, you know, a leeway in terms of protecting the forward book. and ensuring that, you know, those people that are willing to come to South Africa are still, you know, coming into the country. So that will protect some jobs. But if we don't act, and if we continue, you know, to have this mismatch in terms of who can travel where, who cannot go where, we're looking at 40,000 will be nothing. We're estimating that we will have up to 600,000 jobs that are going to be lost within the sector. And if that happens, this will have a very negative impact on unemployment. Lots of young people work in the industry. Their dreams will be shattered. So we need to act fast and responsibly and open up the domestic leisure widely and make sure that people travel. We have safety protocols. Those who can will travel. And then we need to make sure that those international travelers that can travel, that trust us, can be able to travel. There's always going to be a core group of people who will travel no matter what, both for domestic and both for international. We need to capture that market.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks to you both for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Sun International COO Graham Wood and Chifiwa Chipengwa from the Tourism Business Council of South Africa as well.